Good day, and welcome to the Fairfax County News to Use podcast. Coming up, learn about giving the gift of trees this holiday, staying safe during snow and ice, and keeping your trees healthy during the winter salting season. Links to topics mentioned in this podcast can be found online at www.fairfaxcounty.gov. This holiday season, consider a gift that will last a lifetime, a gift of trees. Through Reforest Fairfax, a partnership between the Fairfax County Restoration Project and Fairfax Relief, 5 native trees will be planted for each gift you give, and a beautiful card and certificate will be sent to your recipient. Visit fairfaxcounty.gov/NVSWCD for all the details. Even a small amount of ice on walkways and driveways can lead to slips, trips, and falls, which often lead to serious sprains and strains. The Fairfax County Risk Management Division recommends these safety tips if you're outside in icy weather. Slow down and watch where you walk, and use handrails when you can. Keep your hands out of your pockets. You need them free for balance. Concentrate on what you're doing. Avoid texting or using your cell phone until you are inside a building. Make sure you wear appropriate footwear. Flat footwear with a good rubber tread provides the best traction. Walk in designated walkways. Avoid shortcuts that could conceal hazards. Be careful getting in and out of your vehicle, and hold on to the vehicle for support. And finally, use floor mats when entering a building to remove moisture from the bottom of your shoes. This will prevent you and others from having to walk on wet or slippery surfaces. And to stay informed about winter weather, visit fairfaxcounty.gov/emergency/weather-forecast.htm. And for emergency preparedness news and information, visit the county's emergency information blog at fairfaxcounty.gov/emergency/blog, as well as the county website, fairfaxcounty.gov/emergency. Rock salt is often spread on slick sidewalks and driveways to prevent slips and falls. However, there is a downside. Salt can be harmful to trees. Trees absorb salt through the air and soil. Salt spray may travel 50 feet from where it's sprayed. In the soil, salt creates a physiological drought, and tree roots cannot take in water. A tree under stress from an overload of salt is dying of thirst. Generally, salt-damaged trees have sparse foliage or their growth is stunted. There are several ways to protect trees from salt exposure, and if trees are already salty, there are ways to prevent or lessen the damage. First, use non-sodium de-icing agents, such as calcium chloride or calcium magnesium. Other salt-free ice melting agents made from limestone or acetic acid work well, too. Wood ashes, non-clumping cat litter, or coarse sand can also provide traction. If trees are close to a road that may be salted, cover them with a burlap or erect barriers at the roadside with plastic fencing, burlap, or snow fencing. And if a tree is already salty, remove the mulch around it. Wash the salt away from the top 18 inches of soil around the tree by watering thoroughly, or better yet, plant salt-tolerant trees. If you'd like to get more information about protecting trees from salt exposure, how to treat a salty tree, and suggested salt-tolerant trees to plant, call the Urban Forester of the Day at 703-324-1770. TTY number is 711. And speaking of trees, this winter, don't feel compelled to tidy up your winter landscape. All of those standing stems, leaves, and seed heads provide food, shelter, and nesting materials for wildlife. Cleaning the flower beds removes important food and cover sources from migrating birds and overwintering wildlife. To learn more, visit fairfaxcounty.gov/nvswcd/newsletter/winterlandscape.htm. That's a long URL, so here it is again, fairfaxcounty.gov/nvswcd/newsletter/winterlandscape.htm. Well, that's going to do it for this News to Use podcast. Thanks for listening. For more information about the topics in this podcast, and for news updates, photos, videos, social media, email newsletters, events, and more, Visit fairfaxcounty.gov/news. You also may call 703-FAIRFAX. That's 703-324-7329, weekdays between 8 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. News to Use is produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government.